Hey everybody, this is Dr. William Clark here for Leadership Conversations. This is the show where we talk about leadership according to the world that matters to you. I wanted to come on really quickly and talk about sources of support. Now, for those of us leaders who've been leaders for quite a while, we know that being a leader is a lonely experience. It's lonely because there are moments where we're going through tough times, where we're feeling insecure, where we're feeling inadequate, where we are in a rut and we need somebody to help us navigate and get out of our situation. And who do we turn to? We can't turn to our staff because our staff, they're looking to us for support and guidance and direction and praise and accolades and affirmation. And that leaves us in a situation where we are alone most of the time. So I wanted to share a couple of resources that can be really helpful in providing sources of support when you need it the most. All right, so here's the first source of support. That is mentors. We all need mentors. Mentors are individuals who have lived life, who have experienced what we've been through, who have gone through what we've been through, and know how to get out of what we've been through. Mentors also know how we got into the mess that we're in now, whether it's emotional, mental, physical, etc. And they know what steps is necessary to get out of that mess all at the same time. Mentors are critical. Now, you may select a mentor for a number of reasons. Number one, you may select somebody who's been in the business for a number of years. You may select somebody who has experience of X number of years, or somebody who is a trusted voice in this space dealing with the issue that you're dealing with. Regardless of why you select your mentor, all I'm going to suggest is find a really good mentor. Find someone who can offer the information you need and can speak your language and can speak to the heartstrings that lie within. Every mentor may not, they may have good information, they may have really good resources, but they may not be able to speak the language that you speak or say what needs to be said in a way that really connects. And that's the unique thing about finding a really good mentor. You want somebody that can force you to think logically and critically, as well as strategically. You want somebody to help you deal with and point out the emotional effects of what's been going on. You want somebody that understands the language of your industry or your business or the experience that you're going through so you don't have to re-educate somebody. You want somebody that can just meet all those points and then some, because there are personal connecting points that you want to have with this person that makes a significant difference in what makes them a good mentor to you. So at the end of the day, make sure you have a good mentor in place. Number two, you want to look up information resources. Now, this is where the internet comes into play, whether it's Googling something, YouTubing something, reading articles, etc., reading books, whether it's online or in print, or listening to books. Information sources can help you a whole lot with whatever you are dealing with. And you would be surprised at the number of books and resources and articles and interviews that have been provided that are specifically dealing with what you're dealing with. You don't have to go through what you're going through alone. You can find support and resources if you just search online for information resources. Now, there's one more thing I do want to add to this list that I think is going to be helpful to you, and that is meditation. Now, I am a Christian, and I believe in God. I believe in His higher power, His higher being, and I believe in the Christian faith and all that it offers. And as a result, I find that praying and meditating to God, praying to God, meditating on His Word, which is our Holy Bible, is very helpful in providing a support mechanism for me. When I reach my wit's end, when I feel like I just can't figure out what to do or how to do or when to do with whom, then I start to pray and I start to read the Bible. Now, that works for me. For those of you who are watching, you may have a different faith system or a different mechanism of meditation and alone time. I would encourage you to explore that. And I would also invite you to consider Christianity. There have been a number of good information sources I found in my Christian studies when it came to business, when it came to leadership, when it came to organizational development, when it came to people relations, when it came to navigating problems, when it came to managing success, when it came to strategizing and developing, when it came to negotiating, all of those tactics, all of those subjects, rather, that we deal with as leaders on a regular basis, I found in my Bible the sources of information necessary to help me think this thing through. You got to think that a book like the Bible has significant historical value for multiple reasons. Obviously, from a Christian standpoint, we see the value from a faith view standpoint. And of course, we leverage that to believe in something, a life after death, if you will. The Bible chronicalizes the life of people who used to walk this earth. And as a result of that chronicalization, we now have a roadmap of how they navigated life, how they dealt with situations, both personal and professional, how they navigated life in connection with God and in prayer and research and study, how to utilize men of faith, prophets, to help provide insight towards about the future and what to do and how to strategize. And so we as readers in contemporary times benefit from that. So for me, that type of meditation, that type of prayer, that type of study is extremely helpful. And I encourage you to check out the Bible, of course, but also check out other sources that can help you center yourself, find hope and peace within yourself. Because as you're dealing with leadership issues, at the end of the day, if you don't have your peace or your sanity, or you don't have any calmness about you within your soul, your team's going to feel it, your projects are going to feel it, your organization is going to feel it, and your customers are going to feel it, and it will definitely hit the bottom line in a negative way. This is Dr. William Clark for Leadership Conversations. I hope you find this conversation very helpful. Follow us, like us on social media, and we'll be glad to connect with you online, and we'll see you in the next show. Peace.